This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. Mike Lindell will be with us in just one moment. He's coming down the hall, and he told me to tell you he has a new announcement tonight. A new announcement, something I know he's been working on for weeks. I've been hearing about it. I'm pretty excited to know more details. So he's coming down the hall and going to get in his chair and join us here in just a minute. While he's working his way down the hall and putting on his microphone, why don't you make sure you tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, whatever platform you use, ask him to join us. We're live tonight. What is tonight? Tonight is Friday night, July 15th. Friday night, July 15th, 2022. And invite them to join us here on Lindell TV. By the way, are you using Frank Speech Social? You know, we got the new Frank Speech Social app. And I hope you're using that, checking that out. Don't forget, we're also on Roku. Roku is in millions and millions of homes in America, growing so rapidly. I remember years ago when I developed my first Roku channel, I would say Roku and people had no clue what I was talking about. My IT guy didn't even know what Roku was. It was just starting out. And now today, Roku is everywhere. It's now even built into many of your televisions. Well, Frank Speech and Lindell TV have a Roku channel. So just go to your Roku. If you have one, if not, you can go and buy a television with it built in. Otherwise, you can buy one of the devices at any of the mainstream, outlets, and tell them you want a Roku device and get that put into your computer or to your TV and hook it to your wireless router in your house, and you can stream on demand 24/7 television. Lindell TV has a 24-hour-a-day live stream, just like you turn on any TV news channel, watch it 24 hours straight, just loop, just goes. Well, that's what we do here at Lindell TV, not only online, not only on your phone, not only with our app, not only with Frank's social app or the Frank app itself, but also with Roku. So tell your friends about it. Go get a Roku app if you don't have one. We're going, and growing, that's for sure. But we want more people to join us. A lot of people join us, and then they say, why didn't I know about you guys months ago? I've missed out on so much. And indeed, you have, if you've not been here. So again, tell your friends about all the great things that are available as we add new programs. We've got a new show coming on Lindell TV 2 here in a few weeks. Another week or so, we'll be adding Wayne Allen Root as a regular daily host over at Lindell 2. So we're building up Lindell 2 as well. Now, don't forget also, Mike has a big event coming up August 20 and 21. We'll be live streaming that here. It's a big event. You're going to want to know about it, and they'll be unveiling that new movie, Selection Code, with producer Laura Logan, executive producer being Mike Lindell. So a lot of big things happening this summer. Well, I think I hear Mike Lindell's made it down the hall into his studio chair. Mike, hope you're having a good Friday.
Good. First of all, I want to say it's not a big event. It's the biggest event and the most important event this country has ever had and will ever have. That's a fact. August 20th and 21st is called the South Brand. Pull it up so they get a picture of that. It's on the website now. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit, everybody. The most important 2 days. All you journalists out there, you want to get invited. I know, Zach, you're not coming. There it is. It'll be live streaming on Frank Speech. Get the app, the Frank Speech app, August 20th and 21st. This Moment of Truth Summit is everything that's led up to this, everybody. We're at an apex in history. The machines have to go. Okay, I want to put that out there. Now we got a big surprise for everyone on a different, lighter note. Okay, everybody, we all know all the cancellation, Walmart. Everybody, Walmart just canceling us, hurting not just my Pillow employees. They tried to take away everything we're doing with the country by just taking, if you can't beat me, hammer me in the media and my reputation, whatever, because you can't do that, because I already told you what I used to be. I come from being a crack addict and an addict. It's the American dream on steroids. You came from here to here. Well, then they go for the money. Let's just go smash my pillow, because I put tens of millions of dollars, everything, every single day. I get up morning to night, and spend wherever we have, wherever there's needs, from preliminary injunctions to lawsuits to cyber guys, you name it. I just got up, that's why I'm late getting on. I was just on the phone with six lawyers for another lawsuit down in Florida. I mean, there's just, the judges, by the way, are going to win this. We're going to get to that in a minute. Anyway, I'm going to tell you some great news. Everybody get ready. This is a second. I guess this Facebook is not going to work. Here, get this up. I just kind of wanted to get it on, hold on here, Brandon. We're a little discombobulated. Brandon's all professional. He's been with me now for how long? Just hold up. I got to drink some coffee. What? We have coffee? Well, that's it. Speaking of coffee, everybody, they,
You're setting up Facebook. Is that what you're doing over there?
Yes, it's setting up. I want them to see it. We did a thing before. I was filming a commercial downstairs, and we had a, we were filming the commercial, guys, and we had 100, it started out with 300 people on Facebook, right? And Getter started out, you know, 100, 200, 300. We're filming kind of like the, as we were filming this commercial today. Well, Facebook numbers actually deteriorated. Getter got up to 6,000 before we were done filming the commercial. It just shows you how much Mark Zuckerberg has suppressed and what he does to our country. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, if you're on there, Facebook, get over to Frank's Beach. We now have our social media app, Frank Social. Everybody should get on Frank Social. This is all the grassroots out there. Get your groups together there. Call, you can get a blue check for your groups, or we call, I guess we have like a pink check, or what is it? It's like a maroon check on the Frank Social. But anyway, here's the big surprise, everybody. It's here. My coffee.
Oh, wow. Now, this
my
is the
coffee,
first time.
Everybody.
This is the first time
this
I've seen is, the packaging. The packaging,
no,
I love
this
it.
This is the coffee came in 2 days ago. I'm drinking it right now with a Frank Speech cup.
Wow.
Okay. You guys, I am so excited. This is the commercial we are filming.
Go full screen on him so we can see more of that. Go full screen on him. Go full screen on Mike. There you go. Yeah.
Okay, the lighting here. Okay. And I can go through a little bit of the coffee. You guys, and by the way, if you want to get it now, if you can't wait, go to mystore.com. That's mystore.com, not my pillow. You can only get it right now tonight at mystore.com. That's my platform for entrepreneurs and for USA entrepreneurs and or their products. This coffee, and by the way, use promo code COFFEE7. COFFEE7, there you see it up on the screen. COFFEE7, you'll be the first ones in the country to try it. It is the best coffee you're ever going to try in your life, you're ever going to drink. I'm telling you. We have decaf, we have beans, ground, everything. Non-GMO, organic. This is a specialty coffee, but let me give you a little background, Brandon. I get stuff all the time. I try coffees. You know, as you know, I've been flying around this country and stayed at hundreds of hotels every month. They all have different coffees. So I drink a lot of coffee, a lot of different kinds that give you an aftertaste, all this stuff. Well, here I am in my office about 5 months ago, and I'm trying this coffee, and I go, I'm not trying it. They brought it to me in the morning. They always do, you know, whether it's anything for me to try. But the coffee, I didn't think they'd switched anything out. And all of a sudden, I go, is this our red coffee? This is amazing. You know, I actually noticed this huge difference. Not a little bit, a huge difference. So I said, oh, yeah, it's made. I said, who makes it? They said, we just got some in to try. It was an entrepreneur of their family that had been doing this for 15 years. Think of like a micro specialty coffee. But so I go, who are they? So I got a hold of them. Flew down, this is about a month ago. We did a lot of back and forth through diligence, and I said, do you have capacity if we went this, if I took you on to my store, and I used you, took it in a big way, where they were to, you know, mass numbers. And anyway, he said he could, so I fly down there and I meet him. family owned. They've been in it, I don't know, 15, 20, 30, or whatever it is. And they their fields, they have their own fields in Honduras, and I guess some in Colombia, but they went to Honduras, where the weather conditions, kind of like the cotton I get for the Giza cotton, the weather conditions there are perfect for one crop, coffee plants that produce the best coffee beans in history. They showed me every process. They go from the field to the cup. Every process, they told me how other big company chains, the stuff you buy in the stores or the coffee shops that start with an S, some start with a C, any of these coffee shops that we all go to. See how I did that, Brandon, so I don't get sued?
Yes.
what they all do is they basically burn the coffee so it all stays the same, so you don't get different thing, like one's better one day or worse than the other day at all these big chains. They explained all these things. They use a processing that costs more, but they want the best. There's a process that costs more. So now it costs more. They showed me all the process. I was there. They showed me how the beans are processed, how they're cooked, and then they do everything there, the grinding. But coming in, when they were testing the coffee, these bags that come in of these beans, they're testing this whole laboratory. They test every batch. And if it's not on the highest level for them, they send it back. They have such good relationship with their fields and the people that have the beans that, you know what, this didn't make the cut. And they don't mix anything. It's like mixing bad cotton with good cotton. It's all the best there is. Because I couldn't believe how good it was. And then I said, we talked about different things. And I said, well, we talked about organic. I know people like organic. They go, oh, we're all organic. It's all organic. And then they said, and non-GMO, things that people worry about, the coffee. And I asked them, they had a decaf. Now, here's the decaf, Brandon. A decaf, everybody. I'm a kind of person, like, why would I want to drink coffee if I'm not getting the caffeine? You know, like, why would I, because with most coffees, they have that aftertaste. Why would I want to drink a decaf when I want, you know, I'm drinking it for, you know, the caffeine, basically, stay awake, whatever. And anyway, this coffee tastes so good that I've had that the decaf, I mean, I would drink the decaf if I didn't want the caffeine because I like the taste now. And then also we had people in my company here, we've all been testing it. It's so good, a lot of them don't even disguise the taste with cream or sugar anymore. Now that's, I'm looking right at Kelly here, there's a good example. You guys can't imagine, this is bringing a whole new world to coffee. It's like a rich, I don't want to say chocolatey, but it's like a rich, smooth, no aftertaste. It's amazing. So here we are, the best coffee in history. And by the way, you get these Frank Speech mugs, help save our country.
That comes with it?
No, that doesn't come with it. It's good try, Brandon. Whoa, and there's more. But I will tell you this. If you use that promo code COFFEE7, you're going to get 25% off any of your order. We are going to have subscription. We don't have that tonight. We worked hard on the website to my store. Now,
okay, did you just say there will be a subscription? So I can just...
There will be subscription and subscription. So we get a chance right now. This is... You guys, I just made commercials for all the Fox Newses of the world that, unfortunately, I'd still do advertise on there, but I'd advertise on CNN and Newsmax and all of them. I mean, I can't take away where, you know, we still have to get the word out to support our products so we can keep doing what we're doing. So you got beans, and it was funny because I go, well, why are we carrying beans? I said, you know, these are beans here. I said, why are we carrying beans too? And they go, oh, everybody's into beans, grinding their own now. I said, that ain't me. I got to move. But then I found out, I'm asking my employees, I go, do you think we should have beans? They go, absolutely, I grind my own. I'm going, about six of my employees I asked in a row said, oh, yeah, I grind my own beans. I go, I don't even know you guys. What do you mean you grind your own beans?
You don't have a grinder at home?
No, I don't have a grinder. So I'm never home. I'm in a hotel, so I got to bring I'll be bringing this with me, actually, on the road. So anyway, everybody, that's the announcement. And the reason I'm spending so much time on this is because we need your support.
Well, look at this, Mike. Look. I just look at that. Show my screen, guys. Look how beautiful that is.
Well, there it is right there. This is on my store, everybody. My store. Look at that. You get it for $18.74 with promo code. Use the promo code COFFEE7. Now, that's the regular price. Now, I don't know why right there I will probably be calling my guys, because you don't get the cup and you don't get the thing. Click on it, Brandon, once. That's not a good picture. There it says as low as. So you go to each thing or whatever. I'll be calling right now. Call up Jeremy right now and tell him to change that image to say as low as on their front page. There shouldn't even be a price there. Okay, call him right now. So once again, everybody, let's see that brand. Go back to the front page. Now, look at that. I mean, these are, there you have the coffees. You got as low as the best coffee ever, the regular, that, and with the promo code.
When you click on it, it does say as low as right there.
Yeah. And you got, the reason that is because you have decaffeinated is a dollar more, I think, or something you can fit out.
Somebody spill the beans?
Yeah, I don't know why they thought that'd be good. My marketing. They asked me the picture before the coffee cup was tipped over, and I said, put the coffee cup straight up. I see what they're doing. That each one, go down and see the decaf and see what we got. See if you can click on there. Click on one of the roasts, Brandon. Go back up.
Like right, light roast?
Light roast, and then you go down to whole bean or... Right below that, go to whole bean, Brandon. Go down. There you go, whole bean, or what? What's the next one?
Ground.
Ground, and then what does it say on the bean? Choose an option of what?
12 ounce or 2 pound bag.
Or 12 ounce or 2 pound.
Mike Lindell's 20 pound special.
There's your cup. You can check there. The Frank Speech cup.
You didn't hear me?
There's a very, very limited supply of the cups. I put them up there, and I don't know how many are left. Remember, we made these commemorative cups to help save our country. Where the proceeds for these, they are going to help save your country.
You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? The 12-ounce bag, the 2-pound bag, and then the 20-pound bag that Mike uses every week.
Well, remember, guys, at mystore.com.
You hear me?
What's that?
I said they're putting the special, the 20-pound bag that Mike goes through every week.
Where's a 20-pound bag?
I was just joking with you. There's a 12-ounce bag and a 2-pound bag, so you should add the 20-pound bag. That's how much you go through in a week.
Actually, you know, I don't. You know how I don't go through a lot of coffee?
Why?
Because I get here, especially in my office, I'm working so hard and doing 25 different things. The coffee goes cold, and I'll go fill it up, go fill it up, go fill it up. In the end of the day, I might have 2 cups. I mean, seriously, it's like
I've seen you do that. Yes, I can vouch for that.
So, but everybody, I want to tell you where the money goes. You're supporting mystore.com. Let's talk about that right now. Mystore.com, these are for, let's talk about the platform. We're going to talk about, why don't we talk about all the platforms you're supporting? Mystore.com is for entrepreneurs, U.S. entrepreneurs, and or their USA made products. Okay, what that means is you might have an entrepreneur, a great U.S. entrepreneur, but his product or part of it can't be made here, but it's a great product. No, we don't take any that are made in China, so we got that down, right? And I'm serious, there are no products. You ain't going to find a made in China. I've had it with what they've done to our country. Let's say it's a diamond ring. Well, obviously you can't get the diamonds here, so they come from elsewhere, whatever it is. But these entrepreneurs have been looking, they need a platform. They need a platform to sell their stuff. You've got Amazon and you get copied there by China, Walmart.com, China. Okay, and all the products we have up there that, by the way, my Walmart, we're not on Walmart.com. They lied to the public. The products that were up there, they took one down, was from China. I think they still might have some MyPillows up there. They're not from MyPillow. They're not from me. Now, Brandon, can we pull up? I want to go platform by platform here. Go to the first one. Go to the My Store. Pull it up.
All right, there's the My Store homepage right there. There's your homepage.
Okay, go down, go down. Okay, go down. Now, see, these are products, everybody, at the My Store. There's a gal, this Vanessa. These are the paintings right behind me here. You see in my office, she sells these prints right here. Go back, Brandon. There's my office. Okay, there. You see that? Click that. The lion there and Jesus. There you go. Those are those. That's the print you see behind me. You can get it right here with your promo code. You know, use that promo code. Why don't we use that one? You can use Coffee7 right now, but otherwise the promo code that we have, L77, also works. I'm going to go, Brandon, go to the next thing. I want to show everybody what this My Store is. So you have all these different products. Brandon, isn't that one of yours right there?
No. Mine's not a, no, but that's good and close. You're getting close.
Okay.
Mine.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, there's Bleed Stop, an entrepreneur that's right down the road from me. There over there, there's an entrepreneur that painted Jesus reaching out on the hand there. You go down. These are Mike Lindell, Mike's likes. I didn't know they made that. Let's see if it's true.
What do you like, Mike? Let's see.
I don't know. Let's check.
Oh, coffee. Well,
there it is, coffee and Bleed Stop. And wow, I didn't know they made this page. Wow, that's awesome.
What Mike's workout like. Coffee?
Mike's likes. Now I will tell you, I don't like the hand sanitizers because they remind me of the China virus. But they are the best hand sanitizer. They actually work there for the. They weren't with alcohol based, so they were, but I bought a ton of them in mass back when I thought that all that stuff worked and blah, blah, blah. But okay, go to Frank Speak Specials. Go there. Go back up. Click on that Frank Speech. Let's check that out. Look at there, everybody. You got the coffee mugs, the T-shirts, the Frank Speech bumper sticker, the Frank Speech yard signs. These are all over, everybody, at mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use that promo code L77 or the Coffee7 we're testing tonight. Okay, go down, Brandon. Let's keep going down here. I'm putting all this. You guys all want to know how to support me and to support the cause to help save our country. There's nothing goes further than these things. And this also helps entrepreneurs that are losing their livelihoods because they have no platform with everything that's going on in our economy. So keep going. These are entrepreneurial stories. You can also go down and see each entrepreneur, just like Mike Lindell back in there when I had those entrepreneur stories. There's my vision of the platform. Keep going down, Brandon. Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, go back up to those stories. Keep going down, 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 down. Okay, you see these stories. Click on there. Does it say see more or click to the right? No, Brandon. The little arrow that goes to the right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. There we go. Look at that. Yeah. So everyone's got its own story with each product.
All these products have their own story, you
guys.
Oh,
that's cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
You can go up there and go. Keep going. You can go. You see all this? Isn't that, you know, someday you could be up here, Brandon.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome,
guys? Yeah, I really like that.
Hear the entrepreneur's story and how he's so proud of his product. Remember, Jimmy Kimmel made fun of this site back last year. He mocked it so bad, these entrepreneurs, and just he owes them all an apology is what he does, Brandon. That's what I think. Jimmy Kimmel apologized to these entrepreneurs. That was horrific what you said back then. You know, remember, Brandon, when he
yes,
mocked the entrepreneurs
absolutely.
And said, oh, look at these products, and he made his little joke on his joke of a TV show.
Yep.
Okay. There's My Store, everybody. We announced My Coffee. Go to mystore.com. Use Coffee7. The best coffee. You guys are hearing it here first. You want to support everything that's going on. This is the best way to do it. As long as they're doing platforms, Brandon, we're going to go platform by platform.
Okay.
The other platform I have, everybody, is the Lindell RecoveryNetwork.org. Pull that up, Brandon, and we'll just pull the cover up. You guys, if you have anybody in addiction, go there. It's free. I can't say that more. It's free. If you have a loved one, just today I had 5 calls. It was a record day for me. Someone in addiction. Mike, what can I do?
Okay, by the way, I just tried going to your site, and they gave me a block that it might be unsafe. No, I got there, but just they had it blocked as though this site may be unsafe, and I had to say I don't care, and I went there anyway. So there you go.
Are you kidding me?
No, Logan just saw it, didn't you, Logan? Yep.
This is what we're up against, everybody. They're trying, you know, this is the Lindell Recovery Network. It's free. It's free. You know, that's just something else. Can you put up the cover so people see that?
Yep.
And were you on Google or what were you on?
That was Google. No, Chrome. Google Chrome. Yeah, Google Chrome. That was Google Chrome.
Okay. All right. There's the Lindell Recovery Network, everybody. Instructions, you'll get started. You go down, Brandon. Go down. Okay, there you're going to stick in your age and what you're addicted to, everybody. You put in your age, what you're addicted to. Just put in crack for me or something. Okay. All these stories, there'll be hundreds of them. If you keep scrolling to the right, these are short videos of what they didn't like about the addiction or drug. You guys, if you're an addict, you can go through this whole website, and I'm telling you, you could spend days on there, and it's going to help you. It's free. You're going to get inside. You're also going to, once you get inside and go through you can't just click to get inside. You got to do, there's instructions. I want you to watch a video first think of it as a sales pitch to get inside. Once you're inside, you're going to make three choices, door number A, B, or C. A, by the way, A has over a quarter million shirts I vetted over 2 years, that have help in the churches for people in addiction or even to go to the church, even a church near you. That's a number, I believe it's the B door. The B will be, we have vetted over 3,000 treatment centers that work. What do they all have in common? They're faith-based. By faith, I mean Jesus Christ. So you have those. That's your teen challenges, your Salvation Armies, your Union Gospels, your math, all these faith-based ones. St. Matthew's House. And then you have door number C is online help. You can do in the privacy of your own home or your own, if you're in the streets, right from your, anywhere you're at, you can go there. There's a program there. It's free. So anyway, there's the Lindell Recovery Network. If you have a loved one, send them there. While you're doing this, while we're going through this, Logan, take down the stream for the coffee. I want to go through it without No, can you take the whole stream down or not? Or doesn't that work? Right, there you go. Okay. Now I want you to go, Brandon, I want you to go to the Frank speech. Go to Frank speech. I want to go that and tell everyone. You go to the App Store. We're going platform by platform. You got Frank speech and Frank social. If you pull up Frank speech, there it is, everybody. There's Frank speech. Okay. Now you go down as you scroll down. And when you get people here, you got Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2 there. And then you go further down and you're going to have, there's the Moment of Truth Summit right there. That Moment of Truth Summit will be, it says, one of the most important events in our country's history. Live stream on the Frank Speech app. You guys all need to get everyone you know to get that Frank Speech app and the Frank Social app. They're connected, you guys. We're going to show you that in a minute. This is so important. We have to tell everyone we can about those dates. Now here you're going to see great, great clips here. Hey, Robin Voss, it's time for you to keep your word and decertify Wisconsin. That's a show we had the other night. One of the most important things, Robin Voss, the Speaker of the House in Wisconsin, he's been blocking. He said, well, I'll do something if there's ever a judge that says there was fraud. Well, in Wisconsin, the whole Supreme Court of Wisconsin voted. They didn't all vote, but they voted. I think whatever it was, I don't know the actual count, but they voted and said there was fraud in Wisconsin. It was a corrupt election. There was fraud, widespread fraud through Wisconsin. Robin Voss, decertify Wisconsin. Do the right thing.
It was four to three.
Right. I want you to go to the Frank speech, go to the App Store now if you can. We're going to keep going.
Okay, now go to the App Store. Logan, you might have to help your old man with that one.
Okay, otherwise go to franksocial.com. Can you get that one, Brandon?
Yeah, I can do that one, franksocial.com, okay. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's .com or if you have to get that from the App Store. I'm not.
Yeah, there it is. Look at that.
Okay, guys. Now, when you go to Frank Social, well, now, Brandon, you don't have your account set up, do you, Brandon?
What's that, Logan? He's going to log in on his? It would be on my phone, not on my computer.
Yeah. Okay. All right, because I want to show you guys how they're connected.
Logan's going to do it, though, show you on his phone.
Okay. You guys, so while we're waiting, go to Frank Speech, go to Frank Social. If you get the Frank Speech app, and anyone of you out there watching says, well, I got that a long time ago. I just go to the .com. Click out, get rid of that app. That was just a .com. Go to the App Store, and we have the app's been approved, Apple and Android, everything. Click on it because the app has other things on there that you're going to want. It's very fast, efficient. You scroll across, got the top 10 things of the day, and it's got my free audiobook, everybody, my free audiobook. While we're waiting, Brandon, go back to Frank's speech because I want to show everybody the menu and I want to tell people.
You want to show what do you got, Logan? You want to show them the Frank Social, Logan? Okay.
All right, let's do the Frank Social quick. Okay, here's Frank Social. Now, if you click, why don't you go? Okay, click and go back over to Frank's speech. Show them how you can go back and forth. Okay, there you go. Now there's Frank's speech, and now you can right there, if you click up there on the icon, now you're back to the social media site. Can you go around there a little bit, Logan, and show us, you know, so there, this is just like a Facebook. He's on a computer, you guys, your phone. It's the coolest thing. There's Doug. There's mine right there. How about Dr. Frank? Look at that. Look at that blue check or that purple check. So it's just like a Facebook. Scroll down, Logan. Look at this. So, okay, there was what Diamond and Silk posted. That's kind of something there. And then there's an ad that MyPillow put up. But anyway, you got your own. It's just like a Facebook. I believe it's better than anything. If you go to, I know some of the videos, it's hard to show it now, but they go horizontal too, besides up and down. And when you get to, I don't know if we have them here. It don't matter. We can show them there. What's that? Here, click on that. Let's click on that. I know what it is, but you guys don't. Look at that. There's your My Pillows at the beginning. It's a TikTok. It looks like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, huh? This is everyone there. Back in the day, every one of these things came from when myself and then later on other of my employees, we invented all these things, all those tubes, everything you see, everything. Well, hey, what if we put this over here?
Oh, so you guys invented that yourself.
So many of those things, from pillow flippers to you see those spinners where they're rolling the pillows, the grinder there that they're doing, the grinder that grinds. I actually invented that back in the day, but now of course we've made them commercially where they're it was very dangerous back when I first made it. I made it out of a hammer mill that used to grind corn.
Oh my word!
And, it's quite a story. Okay, keep going. Let's, I want to go back to Frank's speech now. And you guys, this week, I decided to do this tonight you guys really know how you can support us. By the way, we have My Coffee. We'll tell you about that again in a minute. Now, when you're on a mobile app, you guys, you're going to be going up to the menu and it'll go horizontal or to go vertical up and down. But I want to show something here. Let's go over to the TV. When you get on the Frank Speech app, everybody, don't just think it's down the middle. That's all there is. This thing is thousands of podcasts, everything you can think of. Now, go up there and click on TV. Click on the TV up on top. TV. Okay. Now, as you go down this menu, go down to Frank Clips. This is the one I really want to tell everybody about. Click on Frank Clips. All right, everybody, everybody watching, you want to know what you can do for your country? This is probably one of the most important things you can do right now. The Frank Clips, every day new clips get put up here. And as you scroll down, go ahead and scroll down, Logan. Keep scrolling down. You see there's Emma Robinson. There was Roger Stone. All of these clips are put on here after the show's end, and they're just clips, very important clips of the main show. So if you go down, you see where it says, hey, Robin Voss, it's time to to keep your word. Okay, I want you to click on that. I'm going to show everybody. Click on it. So you can pick any Frank clip you want. Now go down there and you share it. Grab. I always go over and grab that embed code, that blue one. You see the blue code way on the right. And click on that. Click on that. And now that copied it, everybody. You can set, you can go to any platform you want and paste it up there and get this out. Now, I mean, we need to spread the word. So what happens is these stories, I need all of you watching. You guys need to be, you know, help me in this. Yes, how can I help? Send those Frank clips out to all your social media, everywhere. Because with the embed that and send it out. Now when they watch it, let's say I'm going to, let's say it's Getter. I go to Getter and I see that Frank clip. Now wow, that's pretty cool. Robin Voss should be in prison. So I click it, and all of a sudden, it's going to bring you to Frank's speech, and you're watching this amazing clip of what Robin Voss has done to the state of Wisconsin and blocked. Maybe someday he'll do the right thing. You know, I don't know. But, we'll use Brad Ratzenberger. There we know he's going to prison. Whatever story it is, it brings you back to Frank's speech, and then you click on there, and that person will watch it, and then they can watch the whole article. They can watch the whole hour show, whatever it is. And then we have more people that have found Frank's speech. So we're all in communication. You guys need to be the marketers, the advertising for us at Frank's speech. We have put out all this content. We have built what I wanted. When I put Frank's speech, the reason I put it here, everybody, was last year in March. I believe it was March, right, Brandon?
What's the question?
When did we start Frank's speech, start building it?
We started building it in...
Let's say the beginning of March.
Yeah,
whatever.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys, the reason I did that was because after Absolute Proof, after Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4, 2021. Remember, Smartmatic, not Dominion, Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th. They're a very significant date because the next day we launched Absolute Proof. 5 days later was the impeachment trials. When Smartmatic sued Fox, it was the last time anyone in history has been able to go on any conservative media and talk about, especially Fox and Newsmax, and talk about the machines or the election crime. Any machines, any mention of machines. You know, they protected Dominion, Smartmatic, ESNS, Hart, Diebold, all these machine companies that took your country. Now, when they did that, everybody, and when Absolute Proof launched on February 5th, 2021, for the first time in history for me, not just Fox and Newsmax, but all the media went silent on me, completely silent. And I'll tell you, that was an eye-opener for me because I have all the evidence that was given to me on January 9th, the evidence there, and then now we've got 100-fold. But when that happened, it scared me going, what if they just never, ever attack me again? Remember, for a month, they attacked me every single day. Mike Lindell, you lost your Twitter. Mike Lindell, you lost your five more companies. How do you feel about that? I'm going, well, did you hear about China? Did you hear about our machines? Did you hear about Dominion? Did you hear about our election being stolen? You know, I was able to get the word out, Brandon, even through the attacks. But when they went silent on February 5th of 2021, it was like it might have been 2.5-3 weeks. I'm going, you know what? This evidence, everything, the way they're going to kill it is never talk about it. You can silence somebody. First, you try and destroy them. If you couldn't destroy them because they couldn't destroy me, they tried to destroy my company, tried to destroy threats on my family, threats on me, everything you could think of. They did. They threw everything at me. So they couldn't do it. So what do you do? Hey, maybe let's just quit talking about him. If nobody hears about him, we can silence what he's got. We'll just silence him that way. And that's what they did, everybody. But you know what? It scared me. I go, I got to build my own platform. I have to build a voice. because everything had censored me from Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, Fox News, CNN, Daily Beast, the horrible Daily Beast, the horrible Business Insider, Huffington Post, Political, the New York Times, all of them went silent. You don't think that was one of the scariest moments? I'm going, you know what? We're done. I can't ever get this out. So what did I have to do back then? Because we weren't ready. We didn't have a platform and we didn't have nothing. They were sitting there. It's like you're defenseless. So what did I have to do? Sue me, Dominion. Sue me, Dominion. Sue me, Dominion. I knew that would make the news. I knew that would make the news. And plus, if they sued me, I'm going, maybe I could get them to discover and it'll match exactly the evidence I have. And maybe they'll have to show it. So there was, it was twofold. So then, of course, Dominion sues me. And what happened? All the media attacks again. So I'm able to get the word out. Well, that's why we started with Frank's speech, everybody. I go, you know what? If they do that again, we may never, ever get everything, the word out, and all the evidence and everything that's happened and all the evidence that you're going to see on August 20th and 21st at the Moment of Truth Summit. Okay? So we build Frank's speech, millions upon millions of dollars from scratch. I bought my own servers, as you know, Brandon, my servers. We bought routers. We bought, and when we put duplications, these things called Pelotons or something, it's $1 million a piece for protection so bots and trolls and cybers can't get in and attack, and where you can't get deplatformed by Apple or Amazon. Everybody worries about Amazon now. Who'd have thought we'd have a worry like when Apple took Parler down, or when Amazon, you could just, oh, you know what? You and Microsoft got this little monopoly going on servers. So, sorry, we don't like your content. We just zap you like you're a nothing. Bing, you know? So that's why we did all this. That's why we built Frank's speech. And then, you know, and with Brandon's help and Logan and everyone, building Lindell TV within there to get the word out, constantly getting this word out. People that came over with your Diamond and Silks and Emma Robinson and now Roger Stone, all these things, Steve Bannon, all these things to be able to keep getting the word out, because we knew if it happened again, and everybody, it did happen again. You know, when the next time that the media went completely silent on everything we're doing, Brandon?
When?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you a clue. It was August of last year.
Be the Cyber Symposium.
It was the Cyber Symposium, everybody. Remember, they attacked me and bashed me, and Fox wouldn't let us even put an ad up about the Cyber Symposium, which, by the way, this new one, the Moment of Truth Summit, already, every newspaper in the country has turned down the ad for Frank's speech, Brandon. You know what they say? That you're too controversial. So I'm telling you. So I'm giving you this. This is, you guys really need to know the importance of our voice here at Frank's speech. My platform, God's given me with this platform of notoriety. That's all of your platform. We all, you know, all that's. That platform of MyPillow was just the notoriety and to get to for such a time as this, where they couldn't be in there for so long. They couldn't destroy a reputation. I've told it all. Heck, you want to know about my past? It's all in the book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. Then they tried to destroy my company. They try and destroy everything we have. To why? To stop only one thing, everybody. Our voice. You can't, it doesn't matter how much evidence you have. Nothing matters if you can't get your voice out. And then what we went in the last year and a half, it's like the old saying, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, did it really fall? Well, you got the media and stuff saying, there's not a forest. They tell you there's not even a forest. You're going, what? Well, anyway, at the Cyber Symposium last year, after the Cyber Symposium, once again, all the way leading up to it, just like Absolute Proof, the media attacked relentlessly every single day. They did it last year at the Cyber Symposium of epic proportions. I put out a $5 million reward to you know, just to get people there. Yes, nobody won the reward, by the way, because it was all from the 2020 election. All the terabytes, 32 terabytes. There's a big little video, all the election from the 2020 election. Now, after the cyber symposium, everybody, you can go look it up. The media went silent. They didn't attack and say, hey, Mike Lindell, he put out nothing, blah, blah, blah. No, silent. I was physically attacked at the cyber symposium. And you know what the Washington Post said? They said, Mike Lindell made it up. He wasn't attacked. Well, I went to the police department in Sioux Falls, shame on them. I said, they go, oh, these guys said you weren't attacked. I said, well, they were in on it. Fact, they were in on it. If they're saying that, they were certainly in on it. Well, anyway, and so then they said, well, can we put the picture out of the guy that did it? I said, absolutely. So they put the picture out. This guy attacked Mike Lindell. How do you never find a guy? You got his picture. Craziest cover up I've ever seen. But that cyber symposium, there was the biggest attacks there of entities of just, it was the most, when this is written in history, those 4 days from the lead up in those 4 days at that cyber symposium, the biggest spiritual battle. And it was like living inside of a, I don't know, Brandon, I can't even describe it. It was absolutely, you could just feel the attacks. We had Josh Merritt try and sabotage the whole thing. And others, Zachary, he was there. He tried to sabotage it. Many others that were there that tried to sabotage it. So, and that, by the way, those people aren't going to be there at this next, the Moment of Truth Summit. But the point I'm getting, everybody, is the media went silent right after the cyber symposium for, I believe it was 3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks almost. And I'm going, wow. You know, I'm thinking to myself, the media, obviously they did it again. They silenced us. Everything that came out of there, I thought, well, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, we've done all we can there. But then old Zachary couldn't resist. He writes, he had to write an article. He couldn't resist. Yep. Mike Lindell's failed cyber symposium. He had to sell his airplane. As I'm flying around in my airplane, Zachary, that could have been the most bizarre article you ever wrote. Just disgusting. And then, you know, and then what do? I ban Zachary. I block him from my phone for 3 months, make him read my book, witness to him for 2 hours in the afternoon. My hope is that him and other journalists out there will finally see the light. Come to Jesus. See the light. Surrender. Go read the Bible. You know, do something. Because we need you. We actually need them to see. They're the ones that see the evidence all the time. People that are watching Fox and those people, they choose not to look. The people, there's legislators out there that choose not to look because if you don't want to look, you go, I don't want to look because, boy, if I look, I'm going to know what Mike knows and see what Mike's seen or everybody else, and then I can't play plausible deniability. Then I can't play stupid at the end when this all comes in because we know we all win in the end. It's the way God has it. God wins in the end. So all these people that are sitting back, these legislators, everyone going, oh, boy, I don't want to look. I don't want to look because I know it's going to be there, and then I'm going to feel guilty when I don't do nothing. Well, I got news for you. You're sitting at home feeling guilty now, day by day by day. Every day that goes by, even you journalists out there, you know, Cheryl, you know the truth. Zachary, you know the truth. You all know the truth. Every one of you out there, because you've seen it. You've lived it. You sit here and watch our shows every night like clockwork, every single night. Maybe one day, all of a sudden, ding, the brainwash that you had in college or wherever you were will click off and go, wow, we've got to save our country. We've got to start telling the truth and spread the word. That's what it's going to take. Well, anyway, after the cyber symposium, they went silent again. But one of the things, everybody, is everybody that was at the cyber symposium, all 50 states, they went back. They went back out to all the states and said, hey, it happened here, too. It happened here, too. It happened here, too. And that's where all these things, these seeds were planted. Well, the fruits of that are where we're at today. this is where we're at. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, I told you tonight, I would say, I'll tell you a little bit about Tina Peters, one of the bravest people this country's ever seen. Now, the stuff with yesterday, yeah, they did. I found out they did revoke the bond. There was a lot of mistakes that were made, and I don't know where it's sitting now, but she's not in jail. And I still don't have the exact story on that, but there were mistakes made by itinerary lawyers. She just didn't go to another state, and when they said she couldn't go, okay? That was a big lie. There were things that were missed, and I don't know the details, but I will tell you this. Here's what the media hasn't told you, is back in February, I was believe it might have been March, I think it was February, Brandon. The third report came out about the image that Tina Peters took. The image she took, she backed up her computer when they were coming in to delete everything called the trusted build. Her and other commissioners did it. That's their job. She did a backup. Well, when they deleted the whole 2020 election throughout the state of Colorado, and how do we know this? Because we have the image. We see what they did before and after. But they put out a report. And when they put out that report, I said, you know what? The report is only as good as if you trust the people that writing the report. And what did I do, Brandon? What did I do? I said, let's put up the whole image. Let's put up the cyber image. So I want to go there right now, Brandon, pull up Frank's speech, and I want you to go down to that for the umpteenth time and show all the journalists that are watching right now, because this is just the first one we have, everybody. Remember when they hide what's inside the machines? We know what's inside them now. You know what's inside them. Let's click on, okay, first of all, we'll click on bombshell proof. I want to show you that one first. Okay, if you click on, if you go down, you keep going down, scroll down, Brandon, scroll down. This is, you guys, if you go up the, this is the third report. You go down this, everyone can read this, keep going, go down slow. Okay, all right, you see this? And we can read this, Brandon, you and I could read this and understand it. That's why it's called a report, so people like you and I can read it. Now, down at the bottom, you see where it says click here. To download, or what's that say?
Access, click here to download this report in PDF format, and then here, access and download supporting documentation.
Right. What that is, everybody, I want you to go back a page, because I didn't even bother with that. Go back to the front page, the whole page. Go click back to, click out of this.
Okay.
Click on Dominion Exposed. You guys, this is, go down. Go down, keep going, scrolling down. You guys, this is inside the machine. Cyber guys need to read this. If you got a cyber guy, it tells you how to lose it. You go up a little higher, Brandon. Go up a little higher. I want to read it. It says how to use this. You see that? This is how, if you have a cyber person, any of you out there watching, all you terrible journalists that are afraid to report this, are afraid to look at the truth. We gave this to Alan Duke, the Facebook fact checker. He's went into hiding like the biggest traitor he is. Alan Duke, one of the biggest traitors this country has ever seen. He owns the Facebook fact checkers, everybody. He got this before we ever put it up here. If you click on this, it tells you how to do it. Get yourself a cyber guy. Have him click on it. And now you're inside the Dominion machine, the one that was in Colorado. What you're going to see in there is an algorithm. You're going to see an algorithm. You're going to see how they stole the 2020 election. You're going to also see in this particular machine how they stole an election in the spring of 21. This isn't made up. It's right here. The next time you people at home say, Mike Lindell, conspiracy theory, he has nothing. You know what this is? This is one millionth of what we had. But this is right here. We put up a sampling, just a sampling, Brandon. This is inside the machines, which they've been hiding. Why do you think they've attacked Tina Peters every single day? She's had to go through it more than anything. She's a gold star mom. She worked before all this. People like Tina Peters, myself, Doug Frank, Dr. Sheba, these professors, people, all the people on the ground, your Marilyn Todds of the world, all these, if you could even add your Kerry Lakes, your Mark Fincham, people that are out there that are fighting for our country that say, hey, these machines, we can't use computers. This isn't about overturning an election. This is about if we use these, we lose our country. How come if you say this, all of a sudden you're some monster conspiracy guy or far right, crazy, blah, blah, blah. Far right, you know, I mean, this nonsense, everybody. They're doing, it's a narrative they're pushing out. Cheryl, go ahead and write your story and use that horrible title, you know, whatever you're going to put tonight. But it's disgusting. Okay. Every one of us, Cheryl, if you knew me before this, if you read my book, you'd know who I was before this. I'm the same guy. I got my knees sitting right here. I didn't change. The world changed. Our country changed. What changed? We're being attacked. We're being taken from us. Our American dream is going to be gone. Period. Gone. We have to get the machines gone. The computers gone. They cheated us by 15 million votes in a presidential election. Every down ticket. Just happened in Georgia a couple weeks ago. Three Democrats. You've heard the story, everybody. The lady and her nice lady and her husband get zero votes in her own precinct. Oh, crooked Brad Rassenberger said, oh, I bet we better look. We should have gave him two votes. Dang it. Opens up the machine and says, oh, there's 3,700 votes. I'm sorry. There was a programming error. You went from third to first. You call it a programming error? Even if it was a programming error, do we really want to chance an election on a programming error? A programming error? If people in business knew that a mistake could cost them their whole business in a computer, they probably, that's why they buy all these protections, but it's still a breach happens and it's just money. You get insured for things. That's why you have insurance. Okay, you can't get insurance for your country. Your only insurance you have is get rid of the machines and computers, period. Paper ballots and hand counted with a camera. One, two, everybody watching? Three, are we still on three, Kelly? Four, hey, let's, you know what? We got all done. I don't believe it was four. Rewind the camera, Brandon. And then you rewind it and you see, yep, it was four. Concur, I concur. Yes, we concur. That's where we're at in our country, everybody. You at home, this is a call to action. Go to Frank's speech every day. Share those Frank clips everywhere you can, everywhere, every single day. Tell all your friends, everyone you know, to go to selectioncode.com. Sign up there for a download of Lara Logan's movie. That's going to be a world premiere on August 20th. Tell everyone you know about the event we're having on August 20th and 21st called the Moment of Truth Summit. It'll be the most important event in history. I'm telling you, there will be, this is it. There is no tomorrow. It's all leading up to that event. Now with the media, I don't know. I hope Cheryl writes about that. Cheryl, you're welcome to attack me. Call me up, all you media, because as long as you let me say that we're having the Moment of Truth conference, Moment of Truth Summit, that's where it's at. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this tonight. Logan, put up the My Coffee thing again. Everybody, My Coffee, it's out. You guys got it first. Go to mystore.com. Use Coffee7. It'll be the best coffee. You'll be supporting all of us, everything you just heard, supporting us. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. By the way, the rally in Arizona was canceled. It was moved to the 22nd because of sad of Ivana dying. And my heart goes out to the family. We're praying for them. And we'll see you on Monday. And enjoy your coffee.
That's the Lindell Report. I guess they were waiting on me to finish it. There you go.
Lindell TV.